Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf, Shir Spanso, Lui Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Shalom, Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're only in Bo'abas, Shul Daf Peites. The Gemara in Amud Beis, after bringing all the different ways that people can trick and can lie and cheat in Midois, so says the Gemara, Kulon Omar B'Yochan Metzaki. B'Yochan Metzaki said in all of them, Oylim Oymar, Oylim Loy Oymar. I'm not sure if to speak about these things or not. On one hand, if I don't speak about it, the Ramoyim, the cheaters, will say that the Talmid Chachamim don't know. They don't know what we're doing, and they're going to think that we're able to trick everybody. But if I do say, maybe some people are going to learn what to do wrong. So I don't know if to say or not to say. And the Gemara concludes that he did say. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Ki yisharim darkei Hashem, etzadikim yelchu bom, upoishim kosh labom. You give darkei Hashem, tzadikim learn from it, and the Rishayim use it badly. And that's the way the Torah was given. So even though people learn from it to do something bad, that's not the responsibility of Yochim and Zakai. The Chidah, both in the Sefer here on this Gemara and in the Sefer Dvarim Achadim, he brings the question. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Kuf Tes Amudav says that Rava dashed in the Pasuk in Iyur that says in the Pasuk, Chosar b'choshech batim yoimom chitmor lamoy lo yodu'or. So talking about thieves that in the day they plan how they're going to rob the house. So Rava says, you know the drasha, what we're talking about? Some thieves wanted to know, where is the safe? Where is the Beit Knozov of the person? So what did they do? They went to him and said, I want to be mafkid by you. I want to deposit by you a farsimon, a very good smelling spice. And then in the night, they would go into the house and follow the smell until they found the Beit Knozov, they found the safe, and that's how they stole. So the stealing was planned, the whole plot, doing from the beginning of the day in order to get to the theft in the evening. Rabbi Yossi came in darshan this pasuk in Tzipori. And that night, achterin tlosmeyo machtar to Tzipori, 300 thefts happened that night in Tzipori. So everybody came and had complaints to Rabbi Yossi that he gave the ganavim the idea of how to steal. So says the Chidah, so l'chora, the Gemara there in Sanhedrin is a steer to our Gemara. In our Gemara, the question is, should you teach the Ganavim what to do or not? And the Gemara said it's fine to do it because ki yisharim darkei Hashem, and that based on this pasuk. And the Gemara today in the Kuftes, Masha, the fact that Rabbi Yossi dashed and Tzipori was something wrong. So answers the Chidah, that really depends on the Metzias. If we're talking about a case where people do know this trick, so then we have to come and dash it to show that Talmid Chachamim do know all these tricks of the people. And people should not think they can outsmart the Chachamim. So that's why by us, you do have to teach it. But there in Tzipori, obviously nobody knew about this trick. It was a trick that was brought down in Iyoyif, based on a drasha. And the Ganavim in Tzipori did not know about it. So there was no purpose of saying it. So that's when Rabbi Yossi came and taught Rabbi Tzibur and showed him a new way that nobody knew. That was a taina on Rabbi Yossi. And the Chidah goes on to say that that's the pshat in the Psukim and Tehillim Perek Lamedes. It says like this, Amarti eshmero drachai mechtoi bilshuni. I have to be careful not to do a chet with my loshon, which means not to teach the thieves to do bad things. Eshmero lefi machso in bird roshal negdi. When a rosh is in front of me and he may learn from me, I have to have a machso to my mouth, I cannot talk. Ne'elamti dumiyo ech sheti mitoif. Now, to be completely silent, that means I'm stopping from learning Torah that I don't do. So I do teach this drasha in the Bismedrash, like Rava taught it. You can teach it not in the Rabbi, but when anybody wants to learn Torah, then you're not quiet. Only quiet when the rasha is in front of you. But if Chamli Bibikirbi, if it gets very hot in my carav, in my heart, if I'm not going to say it, that goes back to our Gemara. Oyulim lo yoimar. As I'm talking, Tivarech, the H is already in the world. People already know this trick. So then, Dibarti Bilshoini. So I'm going to go and I'm going to speak and I'm going to explain it to show it to everybody that the Chachamim know all these tricks. So that's how the Chidah answers these two Gemaras together, and that's how he puts it into Psukim Tehillim. The Ben Yayad over here says another answer. He says that the difference is like this. When a person wants to teach the Halacha, Halacha what to do? This is our Gemara. Our Gemara is the Limud of Halachas. All the Halachas of Mishka. So a person to say, I'm not going to teach the halachas because maybe somebody's going to learn a trick, that we don't say. Then you say, Kishur and Darek Hashem. But when we talk about the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin, it wasn't a halacha. It was a drasha be'alma. Rabbi Yossi came and dash in a pasuk in Yiv. There's no halacha l'maisa. So there you don't have to dash it. So it depends if it's the yeah, halacha l'maisa or not. That's the difference between our Gemara and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Anyone wants to join Shomach Shove email list or what's to go, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.